Well, the ransomware attack has caused major disruptions for people who have internet connections, but believe it or not, broadband is still an unaffordable luxury for some in this country. And a small town in northern Vermont is the latest community to organize a wireless network offering high-speed internet access at a price that low-income people can afford. John Kalish reports on the wireless mesh movement and how it hopes to address the digital divide.
Comcast is one of the largest internet service providers in the country, and it delivers cheap internet access to families in federally subsidized housing or with children in a school lunch program. But you get what you pay for.
Some ISPs do offer low-priced options, but the speeds that you're getting in those low-price options is glorified dial-up a lot of times.
In other words, way slow, says Adam Longwill. He's one of the founders of PitMesh, Pittsburgh's wireless mesh network, which has been up and running since 2013. Longwill started a company called MetaMesh to help bridge the digital divide. And one of the things it's doing is modifying Wi-Fi routers used in wireless mesh networks. One of its routers looks like a square white hockey puck. Diane Peel, a retired nurse who's helping to organize a mesh network in Newport, Vermont, bought some MetaMesh routers. Her network is centered in a neighborhood where Peel says nearly half of the kids live below the poverty line. And many don't have access to the internet at home.
In this day and age, if you can't stay connected, then you're just going to lose out. And if the kids growing up in families that the only access to the internet they ever see their parents doing is scrolling up and down Facebook on their phone, that is not preparing them to be adults in the society that we have where they're going to go to an office somewhere, hopefully, and get a decent job and have to do more complicated things.
After a 2-year pilot project, the Newport Wireless Mesh formally launches this summer and is expected to serve about 80 families in a roughly 9-square-block area. It'll have just 6 routers, or nodes, all placed on top of participating buildings. PitMesh has 60 nodes around the city of Pittsburgh. Mesh networks are also operating in Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Detroit, Houston, and Oakland, California. Most use Wi-Fi routers that spread internet access just 200 feet.
We're hoping to have around 200 nodes at the end of the summer before the rains start.
That's Mark Yule of the People's Open Network in Oakland. Yule's a software developer who says it's not a good idea that only corporations own the infrastructure of the internet. The People's Open Network extends west across the bay to San Francisco, north to San Rafael and Marin, and south to Santa Cruz. That's made possible in part by Wi-Fi routers with directional antennas that are able to send bandwidth over long distances.
If you have line of sight and you have a good rooftop that can see other nodes far away, I would say you can get cheap hardware that will do high speeds within a few miles.
Some wireless mesh networks are financed by donations. Some are funded by voluntary payments from users. A nonprofit wireless mesh was created on Orcas Island in Washington State, and residents there pay $75 a month for internet access, but that includes paying down a loan that built the network. In Pittsburgh, mesh activist Adam Longwill says local businesses are willing to donate bandwidth to PitMesh.
A lot of times we install our devices as part of a 20-router installation project that is funded through the local community development corporation or, you know, a local nonprofit. So we basically just knock on their door and say, hey, do you want to put this router up? It's all paid for, and we'd really like you to donate bandwidth, and we'll just connect it to your internet.
The Newport, Vermont Wireless Mesh plans to run its network on a high-speed internet connection delivered via fiber optic cable. The goal is to charge low-income households $15 a month for the service, but organizer Diane Peel says some households will pay nothing and others will pay more than the $15.
We do have some people in this neighborhood who are actually somewhat better off and are very civic-minded. I'm hoping that they're going to be willing to help support the mesh and kick in a little bit more.
The wireless mesh network scene is thriving in Europe. A mesh network started in Ljubljana, Slovenia, later expanded to the rest of the country and into Croatia. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.